The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by John Budden, to look ahead to the rest of the racing coming up on Sunday. We've got some fantastic stuff on Sunday. Just the two meetings, Sedgefield in England and over in Ireland at Leopardstown, where, of course, we've got Jeske against Hurricane Fly. Fantastic. Just a fantastic Sunday, because Sedgefield is not a bad card either, and it does have a really, really nice, relaxed Sunday feel to it, if you like. Would you agree, John?
I would indeed, Alex, yes. And class at Leopardstown, competition at Sedgefield.
Absolutely. How are you, John?
I'm pretty good. I just need a few winning naps. I was really sort of knocking them in about 10 days ago, but like KP says, when suddenly you go out of form, it's very difficult to get back up again.
I couldn't agree more, John. I think I had 9 out of 10.
Yes.
Winning naps at the start of January, and then I think I've had 11 losers in a row since then.
Well, I only had one winner last week, and it's just frustrating, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to add, we're recording this at 20 to 12 on Saturday, so it may be that myself and John have just had two winning naps by the time you're listening to this. Let's hope so, anyway. but if not, then I'm sure you can understand. As you mentioned, it's competitive stuff at Sedgefield. Does not have the class of Leopardstown, let's make no bones about it. But we're going to look ahead to Sedgefield, because in the morning I'll be talking to AP McCoy and Andy Holding about Leopardstown. So I think it's only fair that Sedgefield gets some coverage, isn't that right, John?
It certainly is. And, it's not a joke when we say it's competitive.
Oh, no, it is.
It is, really. Very interesting racing at a modest level.
Absolutely. OK, well, we'll start with the 155, which is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. 8 runners going to post. Let's hope all 8 stay in, because this is a fairly open race, John, and the shrewdies out there might be able to nick a bit of each way value.
Yes, they might well. It's John Wade's territory, of course. Sedgefield just lives down the road, and his construction business has been connected with Sedgefield as a director and as chairman for many, many seasons, and his horses always tend to run well here. And I think he's going to be pretty hard to beat in the first race here with Walser. Who is a consistent sort and has got Brian Hughes in the saddle. And Brian Hughes, well, KTT in the big race at Leopardstown last weekend, and over 70 winners, I think, in the UK this season. He's a really top-class pilot and rides, of course, quite a lot for John Wade. I like the way that Walser won last time. He was concerned with a horse that I know quite well called Pistol at Newcastle. And before that, he hadn't run badly when second to Deep Resolve at Hexham. I think he's got pretty good form for this kind of race, despite the fact that he might have it to do a bit under his burden. What else? Well, there's no favourite of mine here. Funky Monkey, Alistair Willans. I never backed this horse. And it wins more than every now and again, Funky Monkey.
Yeah, it does pop up, and you know that no matter what form Funky Monkey's in, there's a win just around the corner, if you like.
Yeah, actually, right. It doesn't matter whether it's hurdles or flat, too. Mm. Funky Monkey could go pretty well. And Alistair Willans, of course, won the big race at Haydock, the Peter Marsh, last weekend with Samstown. Mm. So, the stable in good shape. So Funky Monkey could be thereabouts. Super Smith and Harvey, they buy horses out of cellars and do remarkably well with them. Persian Herald was an example. Hasn't won for a while. Pretty modest horse, I thought it was passed over time for him. And the danger to Walser, I think, is Fly Home Harry. Fly Home Harry was third to a Keith Reevely horse at Sedgefield last time out, and he's a bumper winner at several courses, and Alan Swinbank is in very good form at the moment. His horses, you know, really well. He likes winners anywhere, but like John Wade, they come quite frequently at Sedgefield. I think Fly Home Harry is a big danger, but I'll go for Walser.
OK, there's just one that we haven't mentioned here, John. What might be an old favourite of yours, Premier Sagas, of well, formerly Nicky Richards, had a fair while off the track and returned when pulled up last time at Wetherby, now with Will Kinsey. It was 80-1 that day and is forecast to be a big enough price here, maybe not 80-1, but looks like being the outsider of the field. If retaining any of his old ability, would probably win this, but I think that the fact that it went off such a big price last time is maybe an indication that the horse isn't the force that he used to be.
He ran quite prominently for a while in that contest at Wetherby, Alex. I listened to it, I remember, and it suddenly came to me that this was Premier Sagas and, you know, Monet Gardens colours and all that sort of thing. A favourite horse of mine over fences, but he appeared to lose the plot towards the end of his chasing career, and I think he'd be pressed to win here for the Kinsey stable.
I'd agree. So what's the pick, John?
Walser is the pick to beat Fly Home Harry.
OK, sticking with Walser then, off top weight in the 155. Next up is the 3 o'clock. It's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and one furlong. Seven runners go to post in this one. But it doesn't look much easier, John. Likely to go off favourite is Beat About the Bush for Henry Oliver and Adam Wedge. Only a four-year-old, remains very much unexposed in this sphere. And won quite nicely, it has to be said, last time at Wetherby.
Yes, he's a bit of a dark horse as far as I'm concerned, Alex, but he won well at Wetherby, beating Cafe Bianco, and Henry Oliver's horses are in very good shape. You know, the family have always been very shrewd, and they placed their horses well over a series of years, and Beat About the Bush is a big player in this contest. I worry quite seriously about him. But I've got a horse here that I have been following throughout the season, and I think he's got a good chance of winning here, and this is Nafarth. Nafarth is a bit of a rogue, put it politely. you know, I followed him early on in the season, and there was a race at Carlisle, I remember, back in the autumn, round about November time, and Donald McCain's horses weren't going particularly well at the time, but it was before he closed the stable down for a fortnight or so, and he had three or four runners at Carlisle that day, and a chap who knows the stable quite well said, well, Donald's here, you know, and he's got David Moyes, who's as well, because he apparently has a leg in a horse with Donald McCain. And he said the only horse he fancies is Nafarth in the first race. And it was a conditional jockey's race, if I remember rightly. And I had already decided to back one of Martin Todhunter's horses called According to Script. But, of course, in typical way, I thought, racecourse rumour, back Nafarth. What happened? According to Script made every yard of the running, if I recall correctly, and one ear's pricked. Nafarth was placed since then. I've been following the horse. I thought he was unlucky at Utoxeter, when well backed in a similar contest to this, was brought down early on in the straight when a horse fell directly in front of him and he couldn't get out of the way. Next time out, back at Carlisle, and I thought he had a very decent chance, and I had a little each way, and needless to say, he finished fourth there, you know, threatened at one moment to get into the contest, but then didn't. Last time out, with the McCain horses running better in condition, he was second to Snowdin at Catterick, and I just thought that this was the sort of race that Nafarth could finally get his little nose in front.
Okay, so Nafarth with the danger Beat About the Bush?
Definitely the danger is Beat About the Bush, and I put nobody off backing Beat About the Bush. Henry Oliver, as I say, horse is in great shape.
Okay, the final race that we're going to look at is the 3:35. It is a handicap chase over 2 miles and four furlongs, a Class 3 event, with 11 runners going to post. In fact, that's 10 runners, because Nguet Apong has been confirmed as a non-runner already for James Ewart. So scratch that one, number four, and it leaves us with 10. And it's a really, really good race this, John, because you've got the likes of Big Water, who's still pretty much unexposed, but has got a lot of weight to carry, but he's in fantastic form. You move down a little bit, you've got Sasufi, a horse that I personally used to really, really enjoy watching. Really good jumper. Another horse that's had a spell on the sidelines, but came back with a really, really solid third 50 days ago. And if fully tuned up, you know, for a 12-year-old, could run pretty well. Then you've got horses like Rose of the Moon, Dis Time, Supreme Asset, who've been disappointing of late, but the class is certainly there. And then you've got the consistent performers like Shadrach and Riskier. There really is sort of a horse for everybody in this race, isn't there, John? And it's hard to rule many of them out.
Yes, we talked about the racing being competitive here at Sedgefield. Well, you couldn't find a more competitive race if you looked all over. And what I like about this race is the number of runners in it. We're going to get each way betting. And those people who've been carping about trainers not running horses in fairly reasonably valuable chases, you know, need to look at this and realise it's not always the case. Yeah, Big Water, lovely horse. Alan Swinbank trains, done very well indeed. I think he prefers galloping tracks. Mm-hmm. I always back him, for example, at places like Carlisle, where he goes very well. He's got plenty to do under the weight. You've been through the field very satisfactorily. Sasufi getting on a bit now. James Ewart, an unlucky trainer for me, but nevertheless, he's got plenty of form in the backlog. Then we've got a number of others who you've mentioned. Supreme Asset, he's been a bit disappointing for Donald McCain. Question mark horse, I think, is Dis Time. Mm. I was talking to Sean Quinn about this horse some while ago now, and he ran so well and won at Sedgefield that it was thought he had a great chance when going back to Aintree, where he had run well in the autumn. But he was never jumping at all and was eventually pulled up. Now, if we get the Dis Time who won well here earlier in the season, he could go very well. But the two I like are the two consistent horses that you mentioned. Riskier, John Wade again, and Riskier is ridden by Wilson Rennick. Brian Hughes riding, I think, for Malcolm Jefferson, or the horse at the bottom of the list.
Grey Life, yes.
So it's Wilson Rennick riding for John Wade. Now, you couldn't find a more consistent horse if you tried, really. It's almost always in the frame. Was a good second to Quito de Trésor last time out, and second to Habby Simpson before that. Never runs a bad race, has to be considered. But Quito de Trésor could be the key and the link, because I'm going to go for Shadrach in this race. Mm-hmm. Keith Reevely, James Reevely. I thought this horse, like Sedgefield, coming into form, stable also in good nick, and a very close third to Reaping the Reward and Quito de Trésor at Musselburgh last time out. Back here at Sedgefield, I thought Shadrach had got a good chance.
Okay, Shadrach the pick then for the Reevely team in the 3:35 from Sedgefield, a fantastic race. Okay, can you sum up your three fancies at Sedgefield on Sunday afternoon, please, John?
Yes, so first is in the 155, John Wade's Walsher, under top weight, I thought it got a fair chance. Then in the 3 o'clock, I may be going for loyalty here, but I've been following Nafar throughout the season. This could be his chance to get his nose in front. And in a very competitive chase at 3:35, the choice is Shadrach.
Great stuff, John. Best of luck with all those picks and enjoy all of the racing on Sunday.
Thank you very much, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.